Live shopping is not the one-off. It's a strategy, it's a marketing channel, something that could bring your brand many different values.
Ari, welcome to the show. How are you?
Good, good. How are you?
You know, like it's this year it's intense. It's a good busy, you know. I don't know. I think get more information during the episode also how things are going on your side. We live streaming, social commerce, you know, it's getting bigger and bigger. So it's busy. But busy is good, at least, you know, what they say here, you know.
Yes, busy is definitely good.
So you know, before we get into the, you know, the different topics of the day, that is going to be, you know, live commerce, you know, influencer marketing, the creator economy and social commerce and so on, I would like to know a bit more about yourself, right? Could be the company level, could be you personally. We use something called an app that is basically the mission. So what do you aim to achieve with what you do, right? The achievements, anything that you're really proud of, could be personally or, you know, career-wise. The other one is the purpose. So like why you do what you do.
Yeah, so first of all, thank you for having me. I think that building Bywit is something that I'm super proud of. Building this company that is pioneering in the live shopping space and connecting live shopping retailers and brands with influencers and creators. Personally, myself as an entrepreneur, I think that the female angle of our company is very important. Since personally, I am obviously a female entrepreneur that raised money from VCs. I have also female investors that support the company. We have more than 50% of the employees of the company as well. You know, break this glass ceiling of women in business, women in VC and fundraising. So I'm very proud of it.
Amazing, you know, and I understand well, like, you know, my co-founder is like, you know, female, 70% plus female in the company, even if I have typical white male, you know, CEO here, but I'm really proud also of that. I think it's very important. So thank you for bringing that point up.
Achievements. So I think that for us, we started the small company from Tel Aviv, and now we are working with some of the biggest brands and retailers in the world. Some I can't mention, but the fact is we are working with a lot of, you know, these huge, huge companies worldwide. I think it's a huge achievement for us because I remember that when I started this journey, it was, oh, but how can I get to these huge brands to work with us? And then it happened. It happened and a lot of them even came to us. And with some of them, we're working now for years.
And I know that you already said that, you know, in the mission, right? So what do you aim to achieve? But is there anything else on the purpose side? So why you do what you do? So
yes, I think that our purpose was to change the way people shop online. Felt that when I shop online, the experience is a bit, you know, boring, very individual. And you don't have, you know, something exciting about it. You just browse, open tabs of different products. And I thought that we need to do it more fun. I thought that we need to connect people to each other while they shop online. And during the journey, obviously, the product and everything that we built, it developed to be something much bigger than what we planned from the beginning, but still we share this vision to change the way people shop online.
And talking about, you know, having fun, right? So there is a more gamification these days on the internet. There is like this way of entertaining while, you know, selling something. So let's look into that. How do you see, like, can you provide any either insights or tips and tricks, right, for influencers out there that want to maximize their live shopping game, right? Because what I say to David is that an influencer can be amazing in creating maybe a 30-second TikTok video. Doesn't mean that they might be good in entertaining for 1 hour, right? To someone while selling, entertaining, and making fun of things, informing people. Have you noticed something? Is there anything, you know, like that you noticed that, you know, maybe can help people listening today?
Yeah, I think that when we watch our sessions and we see a lot of sessions that contain some explanations about how to use the product, how to, you know, let's say if it's a beauty session, so how to put the makeup exactly, so to give some valuable information and really you know, good tips during the live event. It's something that make people engage with the session and also increase conversion rates. And then I would say that, you know, we at Bywords, we have a very unique experience of co-browsing during the live event. So we also have a patent about this experience that the host, let's say the influencer, can actually browse the site from product to product and give recommendations on top of the website. So one thing we noticed was that it's very important to also have the products, some of the products with you, and show them on the video and demonstrate how to use them. And another thing that we saw is that asking the audience questions and, you know, encourage them to be part of the live event is also something that could help. For instance, some of the creators are asking, where are you from? Asking the audience, where are you from? And then people are writing in chat, I'm from here, I'm from there. So to engage with the audience, not just be busy with your items that you want to present, but really feel the audience. Because in some cases, we saw that since there are many comments in the chat and the creator could be busy with, you know, only presenting the items, they're losing the connection with the audience. So I would say that, you know, remember that people are here with you and, you know, keep them with you in the live event.
So basically this helps also for the rotation, I guess, right? So because it's not just for that session, because you want to keep the attention for that session, but also you want to have them maybe joining another session, right? Another session. So is there anything else that you can think also, not only, again, to maximize the specific one, but to tell the people, hey, I'll see you again next week at this hour, why people should join again? Is there any tips in that as well?
Yeah, so a lot of times we are doing it different themes every live event. We have creators that are doing their like weekly show on our platform. So it is something common that every time they come again and they promote this weekly show on their Instagram, let's say, or on other platforms, and then people can save their spot. So we have an automatic registration process for the live event. It's like a webinar registration process that you could sign up to the live event, and then you could notify to the same session with the same creator after by another text message once it happens. So we also have this service.
And, you know, a live shopping, live streaming, it means that it's happening at a specific time during a specific day. If you are not present, you're going to, you know, lose the, you know, like the trust to see like maybe a big discount or drop collection, whatever. So, you know, it creates FOMO, right? You want to be there maybe all in the specific time and so on. But on the other end, I see sometimes some creators that are taking some of the, maybe they're making clips out of the 1 hour, let's say, and, you know, maybe to show a specific product and so on. Do you recommend doing that? Do you recommend clipping out of things for others to watch? Or do you prefer to be like, you know what, if you're not there and watching that moment, it's on you. Next time you should you know, just like, you know, show up because of the maybe incentive to be there in that moment.
Yeah. So we believe in the short clips and the short form videos that can come after the live session ends. So we actually have an automatic system that take every live event and cut it into short form of product snippet. So you have video per product that was shown during the live event, and you could promote it on social media, even on the product page of the website and on many other locations. And the idea is still that when you come to the live event, you could ask questions, you could engage with the influencer, you have the live event experience that you won't have by watching the short recording of the video. So there is still a lot of value to come to the live event itself. But then these a machine that is creating content automatically and at scale from every live event can really help creators to have more content to promote a product to their audience after the session ends as well. And it helps also brands and retailers to have this content that could keep monetized while after the session ends.
Hello! Is your brand ready to amplify its reach? Well, the Influencer Marketing Factory is here to do just that. We are a global influencer marketing agency helping brands ignite their growth, from influencer identification to campaign strategy, handling legalities and agreements to managing shipping and logistics. We have it all covered. We work with hundreds of brands across different verticals, from Fortune 500 companies to DTC brands. And we don't just stop there. With detailed ROI analysis, we help brands like yours measure success, transforming impressions into actionable conversions. You can find us at theinfluencermarketingfactory.com or just search the Influencer Marketing Factory on Google.
You know, since you're now mentioning brands and retails, do you have any example that you can share with us about something that was successful in terms of like live streaming, right? I don't know if you can mention that. If you cannot mention, I just like would like to have an idea of what was the, you know, the concept behind that and why it was more successful compared maybe to other live stream shopping events that didn't bring then enough, you know, eyeballs or conversion.
Yes. So we have many use cases. In many of them, I can't mention the brands or the retailer itself, but we saw some different use cases. So one use case could be an influencer that is promoting the session to her audience. In addition to have the brand, in this case, it was a big fashion brand, promoting the session on newsletter. And then we had tens of thousands of sales in this live event. Now, we really believe in the combination of taking an influencer that is promoting the session on her social media account, but also have the brand promoting the session on their tools. Another example is a big luxury brand that we are working with currently. And they actually sent SMS, like text message, to tens of thousands of people right before the live started. So without promoting even the live event before, just once the live started, they sent this SMS. So this also brought a lot of audience to the session and also a lot of sales. And another use case that we see is that some of the brands are doing the sessions with their own employees. So they even don't use influencers for this use case. They actually use their own brand's experts to do the live session on top of the website.
In terms of industries also, I mean, of course, you know, fashion, beauty, I guess they go well. I saw sometimes other, like, you know, website, they also do collectibles, very niche specific. Are there any other, like, industries that might not be that expected, I would say, that works well on?
Yeah, so live shopping really started with fashion and beauty as, you know, the obvious categories for it. But recently we see other categories that are starting to grow. So for instance, kitchen equipment and home decor works really well, and electronics as well, and babies products, children's products as well. So there are many different categories. We also had some sessions with like gamers for gadgets and everything. So this also could work. DIY is perfect. So people are really coming to hear and get some tips from DIY creators. So this is also a good category.
So do they, like, for instance, I'm thinking about, like, you know, I love cooking. So I imagine that maybe a creator in is not just selling, you know, hey, this is the pan that you should buy, this is the other device and tool, whatever. But maybe they might, I don't know, I guess, like, they might do, like, a recipe, like, right? And then while they do that, the gamer could, like, play in the game and in the meantime talking about the product, right? So I see more and more on that compared to the just the typical, like, hey, one item, buy this thing, this is the other color. I guess that is the entertaining part, right?
Exactly, yeah. So if it's a cooking session, so they would, for instance, we had a partnership with Tupperware, for instance. Yeah. They cook during the live event itself, and it was very, you know, cool to see someone cooking with specific kitchen equipment, and you get the recipe, and you also get the recommendations for the actual, item.
How do you even, that's another thing I wanted to ask, you know, moderation, right? It's live streaming, right? So you might have sometimes hateful comments or, you know, nasty comments, whatever. How does it work? Like the person that is there, can you moderate like before it goes live, or once it goes live, so you can delete things? I'm very curious about that because every happens so fast. So how do you manage moderation properly?
Yeah. So what's good about our technology, if you'd compare it, let's say, to Instagram Live or TikTok Live, etc. So we make sure that the session is clean and highly moderated. And the way we do it, we use AI in the chat. So we automatically block negative messages or even competitors' names. And then it won't appear on the chat at all. So we have this automatic AI moderation. In addition, if you want, you could manual do an additional moderation if you want. You have this option as well.
Something else I wanted to ask you, and it's like, you know, one of the my last, you know, main question, and then of course, you know, please add anything on top of that. Of course, all the time, you know, I have to do this comparison between US slash rest of the world and China when it comes to live shopping, right? Because we all know, right? You know, from the king of lipstick to like many other people that are selling millions and millions in a few hours. Of course, different population in terms of like size, different behaviors and so on. But in the US, rest of the world, Europe as well, it's, you know, it's taking, it starts to scale up, but it's a bit slower than expected, right? Like, you know, before it was like, oh, 2 years ago, it was like, this is the year of social commerce, and we thought it was last year. So it's getting there, right? But a bit slower. Why do you think the US, Europe, other countries are still not adapting compared to maybe, again, what is happening in China?
Yeah, I would say it's a cultural thing. And I think that it would be different than compared to what we're seeing in China. So, for instance, in China, you have this live shopping event the entire day, right? It's like 24/7, they have it. Yeah. And what we see at Buyway is actually that in the US, we have preferred hours in the day that you should do the live shopping event when people are more available for it. So I would say it's a cultural thing, and my expectation is that it won't be the same like in China, but as a brand or a retailer or an influencer that is doing live commerce in the States, you need to do some adjustments to your audience. And this is what we do. We help our clients build the right strategy of how to do live commerce in the Western world. And it's different, and you need to apply these adjustments.
You said about, you know, best hours during the day and best day. Can you share some info that, like, have you identified some that works very well? Is it like in the evening when people come back to work? Like, what is that?
Yeah, so most of our sessions are in the evening, and also not during weekend, for instance. So this is the best practice that we see. Also, if the session is being promoted on the social media of the influencer, so we recommend to do it towards the end of the week, so the creator would have time to promote the live event.
In terms of see what we're saying about, you know, cultural differences, right? Are there any other challenges and opportunities for, let's talk about the U.S. market for a second, right? That is a big one. So again, it was like, you know, different in culture, they have to do things differently, but are there any other challenges that could be, technically speaking, could be about, you know, behaviors of users online and so on, and then also opportunities?
Yeah, so in terms of opportunities, I would say that what I mentioned before about using the session as the content that could monetize after the session ends, so to understand that it's not just a live event and that's it. It's a live event that after you could use to keep, you know, monetize and leverage this content and repurpose this content. I think it's a huge opportunity. And understand that live shopping is not the one-off. It's a strategy. It's a marketing channel. It's something that could bring your brand many different values and more than just the dollar that you're selling, but also traffic that you're getting, user acquisition, brand awareness, content, as I said before. There are many, many values around it. And then in terms of challenges, so I think that I would say that if you are a brand that is going to start doing live shopping, you need to understand that there is an optimization process that you need to take into consideration. So probably your first session won't be huge, okay? You need to understand that there is an optimization process like in every other marketing channel you start.
It makes sense. You know, I think you need resilience as in everything, right? You start, like, it's like, you know, people on Twitch, right? You might start with like two people watching and then five and then 10, just as to continue doing that, right? And without getting like, oh my God, it's not working, there are no people. You need to build a community, right? You need to build a...
Exactly. You build a community of live shoppers for your brand. Exactly.
Fantastic. Yeah. Very curious to see what is going to happen in the future. I really love the topic. So I will constantly follow, right? What is, what are the next steps on that? Adi, thank you so much for joining me today, for sharing all your knowledge about this topic with us.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
This was The Influence Factor by The Influencer Marketing Factory, and I'll see you next week.